now. Stick with us.
Live and local
on the home of local news.
News Talk 1480 WHBC.
This is Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
Bill Morgan in for Pam Cook. It is the final day of September, September 30th, 2021. Happy to be joined this morning by Senator Sherrod Brown and a senator, certainly all things happening in Washington, a lot of highlight things and important things right now. But before we dive into that, I know you are one of the biggest Indians fans in Northeast Ohio, and they've got four games left as the Indians before they become the Guardians. What are your thoughts on the name change of your favorite baseball team?
I'm fine. I thought they should have changed it when they moved into Progressive Field. I actually went to the owners of the Indians, and they really didn't care. But I said, in 1993 or 4, you should change it back to the Spiders. And you could call the new stadium the Spider Web, and you could have silver, and you could have, like, gold and silver and black as the colors. And go back to the original Cleveland Spiders 100 years ago, and the owner just looked at me like, huh? So that was the end of that. I'm fine with the change. I just want him to sign a shortstop and a right fielder that can hit.
Well, you know what? I think we've been looking for some talent in the outfield, Senator, for several years. When we talk about what's happening in Washington, will there be today, do you think, a temporary spending bill to keep the country functioning?
I hope to God that we don't, that this place isn't that dysfunctional. I mean, China is gleeful when the U.S. doesn't operate the way that it should. And this paying off our debt, this has always been bipartisan in the past. 3 years ago, Trump was president, Republican House, Republican Senate, 45 Democrats, I was one of them, joined the Republicans in paying our past debts. This is paying our debts in the past. This isn't looking forward. This is going to a restaurant and skipping out on the bill after a steak dinner. So I think that this will work, but it's pretty disheartening when I see this kind of politics played.
Senator Sherrod Brown on Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook, Bill Morgan filling in for Pam. And the other thing we're hearing a lot about, both in this state and nationwide, is the tug of war on the infrastructure bill or bills. Where do you stand on that? What kind of information can you give us this morning?
Yeah, we're going to do this. It's going to happen in October, I think. The president will sign it in October. It will mean 10 billion, literally 10 billion jobs to Ohio. We have 3,000 bridges that are in various, not collapsing, but in various states of disrepair, from the huge bridge in a big city to the little culvert bridges I used to, when I grew up working on a family farm, used to drive over with a hay wagon. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do in broadband. We've got a lot of work to do in water and sewer. And then the second bill is going to bring the price of prescription drugs down, because finally the government will negotiate drug prices with the drug companies the way the VA does. It will create jobs. It invests in housing and public transit. The child tax credit will make a huge difference. Already it has in the lives of 90% of Ohio's families.
Senator Sherrod Brown on WHBC. I know you had a joint news conference with Congressman Ryan yesterday. Tell us a little bit about what that was about.
Yeah, there's this view that it's politicians have this view. Most of the public doesn't, that you can't have good climate policy and good jobs. And it's not an either or. I mean, you invest. There's a school in Columbus they just invested in, partly energy efficiency to deal with climate change. They invested not a whole lot of dollars in making this school more energy efficient. They saved $80,000 on their electric bill. I mean, there are things like that that we can do, moving and I've seen in the city of Canton, they've done this particularly well with hydro buses to cut down on, it's creating jobs, and it's cutting down on emissions. We can invest in solar. I was in the biggest solar plant in the United States this week up near Bowling Green, near Toledo. And they're doing really, really well. They can't keep up with the market. That's clean energy. That's jobs. It's jobs building it. It's jobs installing it. And one other thing with infrastructure bill, Senator Portman and I together bipartisanly wrote the strongest Buy America provisions ever in this country, and it will mean that no more bridges built with Chinese steel. If it's public dollars, it means we use American workers.
Senator Sherrod Brown, as always, your schedule a busy one. Thanks for sharing a couple of minutes with us this morning on WHBC.
Well, thanks, you and JD.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.